Okay, so I'm here for Creative Tourist with Ed Hall and Jeremy Deller at the launch of Ed Hall's new exhibition on the March at People's History Museum. So welcome, Ed, to Manchester.
No,
I know
you're
not a stranger to Manchester. Why make banners in 2011?
Well, I think that there is a sort of political revolution going on in Britain, and the right wing use all kinds of music, poetry, performances, TV to advance that side of the political argument. And I feel strongly that the left or the more socially aware should use all the visual arts, all the creative arts to advance the more socially responsible side of the argument.
What made you start to make banners? Because you're an architect.
Yeah,
I'm
very glad I moved away from architecture, which I can't say was the most successful career in history. But I could draw and I could make things. I was working for Lambeth Council, which got into a real spat with the Thatcher government, and I ended up being a union official and producing political visual stuff for Lambeth, and that's how it started.
And who do you make banners for now? I mean, there's an incredible breadth of different kinds of banners, and not just trade union banners. There's some very incredibly powerful, very kind of emotional banners towards the end of this gallery. I don't know whether you want to just talk about some of your favourite ones.
The bread and butter of my work is trade union branch banners, which I love making. But the campaign banners, I feel very strongly about. And I'm very fortunate to meet people from the monitoring groups at Newham and Southall, and the abortion campaign to, help women's right to choose, and the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. I've done a lot of work for Stop the War, and I think they're very, very progressive organisations, and they're promoting a genuine alternative to just blood and guts, which is often the only solution. I mean, that was the only solution the Blair government had. Start shooting people. Well, I don't think most people in Britain felt that was a good solution.
Can I just turn to Jeremy? Jeremy, you've worked with Ed now for quite a while. What made you decide you wanted to... I mean, how did you meet him? And then what made you decide you wanted to start really working with him?
Well, I was looking with a friend. We were looking for what we would call contemporary versions of folk art. And I saw one of Ed's banners, which is actually in the exhibition. And it totally blew me away.
It's the Brixton bomb one,
yeah,
isn't it?
The banner that was made for a demo about when the bomb went off in Brixton. And then I just thought, this is incredible. And then I met Ed, I got in touch with him, and it just was just love at first sight, really. We just got on so well, and he was so helpful. And I love banners. I love what they say, and also how they look and how they're used. And I just felt, if I can work with this person, I'm going to work with him as much as I can. I don't want to wear him out, but he's someone who is a fantastic person and has been so helpful. So it's been a collaboration, really. We work with each other. He doesn't work for me.
No. And what's the latest thing that you're doing together?
Well, next year, Ed, this is sort of top secret, but not really. Ed is going to be working, I'm doing a show at the Hayward Gallery in London, and Ed is going to be working on some very large-scale banners for the gallery. Maybe exteriors, who knows, but he's working closely with me on that.
Brilliant. And just finally, Ed, you seem to be very prolific. How many banners do you make a year?
Well, they do take a long time, about 80, 100 hours, but the way I've beat that, really, is to just put the hours in, which is not as taxing as a professional job, because you can just sort of keep rolling, and listening to Radio 4 in my case. But I can make a banner in a week and a half if I really put my mind to it.
That seems very quick.
No, it is quick. But I mean, it's quite interesting, actually. I've slowly sort of fallen behind in my order book for all sorts of reasons, and this exhibition is one of them. And that breaks your heart in a way when things just aren't possible anymore. But I'm sure many people who gain a reputation or get busy have that problem, and I don't know what the answer is to that.
So you wouldn't take anyone on to help?
No,
you?
I have had people. I've had a graduate from Goldsmiths College help me. She was fantastic. I've had the local dress shop make things for me, but it's quite difficult actually, because I don't do a lot of preparatory work. I more or less know in my head what I'm going to do, and it's just in the process of making it, it becomes the sometimes things are designed, you know, when they're in production. So it's quite difficult actually putting it on a putting it out to compartments and getting different people to make different bits.
We kind of lose it a bit, I suppose.
I think it would.
With your kind of vision for
yes,
them.
Yes, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Ed. The exhibition's on until the 30th of October at People's History Museum.